Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, Louis Nishmas from Moshe Haaretz Hatzal. We're holding in Yuma Daf Nun Aleph in the Art School Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Nun Amud Beis in the last line. Why in Yom Kippur we have six things you're not allowed to do? Achilo, Veshtiyo, Rechitzo, Sicho, Nila Sasano, Tasha Shemito, the Yerushalmi holds you counted as six. So why you have six? It says six times the word inui, suffering, in the parsha. Continues the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph. If you look at the parsha in Kippur, you'll find only five times it says the word inui. There's a sixth one says in the parsha of Musaf and parsha's Pinchas. Continues the Gemara berechitzo. You're not allowed to take a shower. And in regular tainis, one can wash his face, his hands, his legs as usual. Tishbov, you're not allowed to take a shower, but one can wash his hands and then just clean his face with his wet hands. He can wash his hands and then wipe it with a towel. Then he can take the towel on his face, meaning twice removed from the water. He took a small cloth and put it under the kad, under the pitcher that has water in it, so the kad will get a little wet. And then he used to put it on his face. Something more about Tani, but we learn there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and other Tarit Sibur. The only difference is regarding Melacha, but not regarding other Yisurim. So why here are we saying that in Tarit Sibur that you do wash as usual, and in Tisha B'Av you don't? I think one does not answer this question. It says, a person goes to visit his Rebbe or his daughter, and he's going through the sea, through the river, he gets wet. He's not getting wet from there, because he's not doing kedech tainuk. His feet got dirty, and he's washing his feet with water, it's not a problem, because it's not dech tainuk. Hoy rabo, kean tanya, rabo, paskin like this, b'raiso. Someone's walking the way and his feet are hurting him. You can put it into water. The ovel menude is not supposed to go with shoes. Ovel is someone who has an avelus. And a menude, they put him into cherim. He's not supposed to go with shoes. But they're going in the way, they could put on shoes. Mutarim benil is a sandal. When you come to the city, you take it off. Similarly works at Tishuav and Tarit Tzibur. When walking on the way, they put on shoes, they get to the city, they'll remove it. Ketiru Zagmar, Besicho, Sicho means anointing, Kato Datani, Beshabbos, Ben Sicho, Sheshaltainug, Ben Sicho, Shehinu, Shaltainug, Mutter. On Shabbos, you'll not anoint yourself. And one can do it for pleasure or for not for pleasure. Biyom Kippurim, Ben Sicho, Sheshaltainug, Ben Sicho, Shehinu, Shaltainug, Osir. In Kippur, they both are Osir. But Tishuav and Tarit Tzibur, Sicho, Sheshaltainug, Osir. Shehinu, Shaltainug, Mutter. If you do it for pleasure, it's Osir. If it's not for pleasure, it's Mutter. Says the Gemara Tani. That's the Gersa of Chaim Tikkari, the Vahos, on a question. Tani Shavoi Sicho Leshtio Leistu Vlatashlumim Avaloi Loinish. Referring here to Truma, that you're not allowed to eat or drink Truma, you're not allowed to anoint Truma as well, and a person does, he has to pay, but it's not for a punishment. Piyom Kippurim, if it happens in Yom Kippur, Leistu, it's also Leistu Avaloi Loinish, no punishment. So, you say Leichalu is coming to include Sach and someone who drinks. No, sach is not part of the oinish. If you're not going to sach, you're not going to go straight as well. Meaning, it can't be that we're coming to add shti over here, coming to add drink. Why not? If you were to tell me that achil and shti are learned from two different lavim, one is not allowed to eat, the other is not allowed to drink. So then if you put together, they won't join. But we know that achil and shti are mitzarf. If someone eats and drinks truma in one shot, so you see achil and shtiyah come in the same lav. So akorcha, when you're coming to add, is sicha. And here, masha, that sicha has the same punishment as achil and shtiyah. Continues the Gemara that nunav on base. Minayin shu michuver be'aseh. How do we know, according to everybody, that sicha is also with the same, with an esse? Meaning it's not, you're not, you're, it's something which is also min atoyer from aseh. Amar b'loz v'shev asamah, even though asati imenu l'meis. You didn't give it to a mace. We speak about here, meiser. So he said with it, he didn't give it to a mace. Man on kaim, what are we talking about? They didn't buy with it an or and a coffin and the clothing of the mace. That can be for a live person, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to buy clothing and boards because you can buy only food with mice. So, of course, the mace you can't do it. What are you allowed? What a chai can enjoy and mace not? We talk about anointing. So you see from here that sicho is considered to be like drinking according to the Torah. When you sasando in all wear shoes, you keep retaining kolu shomer assuming that sasando all the ones that say you can't wear shoes. Yotza there goes to the way as we said before. No yel he gets a crack. He goes to the city, he takes it off. Chen beovel chen menude. Someone's in avelus. Someone's in chayra. He's tani yotzim beimfalu biyom kippurim. The sod say that you can use imfalu to a certain type of shoe. He's tani en yotzim. The Zubari says you now let her do it. It's made out of clothing. It's made out of clothing. Meaning it's made out of a different material. Mandoma and yoitzim yifal shel or made out of leather that you now let her do because shoes that are also are the shoes made out of leather. Ritzu Barakut Solak Abir of Shuman Levi, you come in front of Shuman Levi, Belay Litsoim Rabba in the night of Yom Kippur, Novel Gabe Lavush Soliso. It's a type of sandal, but it's made out of leather. Homalei Maudin, so what are you doing with this shoe? It's made out of leather. I'm an Easternis. I can't go without anything. And because I'm Easternis, I'm allowed to do it. But now it's not something you're allowed to do for a regular person. And the night of a tinis. Again, he sees him with these type of shoes. Only Ma'udi, what are you doing? I'm Easternis only because I'm Easternis. They saw Sami also going out with his shoe in the night of the tinis. A Talmid of Ramano, who he told to one of the Kruivim of the Nasi, Milba Soliso, he can wear Soliso. Where does this come from? I learned from Shuben Levi that he wore the Soliso. Shuben Levi was because he was Easternis. You can't learn from him for a regular person. You're not allowed to bathe yourselves. Of course, it's also Tash Shemito. Because after Tash Shemito, one has to go to the mikvah. Either you're in a place where they don't go to the mikvah after Tashvish, or before the Takana. That's what he said, also Tash Shemito. So another thing that to get to this, the only time a person has to go to the mikvah, it was only if he had tashrish. If a person saw carry without tashrish, there's no mikvah. Even if he had a dream and he had carry because of a dream, he also has to go to the mikvah. The only time is if the dream involved a woman, and if in his dream he saw a woman, therefore he had carry, he goes to the mikvah. If not, not. Even if it's something to do with a woman, he still goes to the mikvah every time he sees carry. So the Gemara of Atanin, but we learn Yom Kippurim also b'achilu v'shtiyo v'chitza v'sichu nesasando tashamito. It says all the things you're not allowed to do Yom Kippur. V'tani elo, but we have a brisa that holds balikayin toivlin kedarko mitzirim Yom Kippurim. The ones who see carry, they do go to the mikvah in Yom Kippur. Leisa do pliga debshuv ben Levi debshuv ben Levi oma and carry elim tashamito. Doesn't this argue debshuv ben Levi that says the only way you have carry is only because if you have tashamito? There's no tashamito. There's no carry. Tashamit cannot be Yom Kippur. So how can it be about carry going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? And so the Gemara posalob sheshimish mitosu b'yoyim v'shochach v'lotovel. He did tashvish before Yom Kippur, and he forgot. He didn't go to the mikvah. So that's why that night he had to go to the mikvah. That's what we talk about carry. But if he didn't do tashvish, he would not have to go to the mikvah. So Gemara v'atani ma'isi b'ab yoyisim v'chalavto sheroi so toivel b'tzino b'yom Kippur. They saw Rabbi Yisim v'chalavto going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur b'tzino. Holding now that from the base of Mud Aleph, can you say that he forgot to go to the mikvah? That can't be. So you see from here that someone goes to the mikvah for being for seeing carry, even if no tashrish. Raya against Rav Shuman Levi. The Gemara says, "Amelech, he can wash himself. Hashem Melech be yofir techazen einecho. The king always has to look beautiful. Hakala, why she can do that? You play evil. So in order not to have any animosity from her chosun." The sandal, the Rabbi says that the chayo, a woman who's giving birth, can wear the shoe, and Chachamim argue. So Avinat Sari Meimel Sefer, Chachamim argue only in the last part regarding the chayo, but they agree with the king and the kala. Ashkantani al kulon, they argue in all the kulos, all the leniencies that we have in this Mishnah. They don't allow not a king and a kala to wash their face, and not a chayo to wear shoes. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Davnun Aleph.